spiritual coach. The coaching phenomenon has gained momentum in recent years. Unfortunately, this field is loosely defined as it is common. It is very possible that you have already turned to spiritual coaching in the past and were disappointed with the results, or rather, that there were no results at all. You have probably asked yourself, why isn't it just working for me? When there are so many spiritual guides these days, as numerous as the number of approaches in which they work, it is difficult to find a trustworthy professional. It is prudent to bear in mind that a spiritual coach must be knowledgeable in the spiritual fields in their depth and possess knowledge and a variety of tools. Samuel Zohar Yonai has been providing spiritual coaching to people all over Israel and worldwide for years and gives lectures in the field of Kabbalah. Throughout his life, Samuel studied over 1,500 books in the field of mysticism and provides services to all regardless of religion, race, nationality, and belief systems. What is a spiritual coach? We all know the famous saying from Hamlet, "To be or not to be, that is the question." The simple truth is, though, that this is not the question, but the answer. Without being, without existing, our full potential cannot be realized. Despite this insight, only a few of us will get to fulfill our dreams. Each and every one of us has a unique calling and potential that contains all the tools required to fulfill this calling. However, to reach these tools, guidance is often required. Samuel Zohar Yonai, Kabbalah lecturer, spiritual healer, mentor, and spiritual coach, will help you identify the calling rooted in your essence and bring it to fruition with a variety of unique tools. The knowledge he has acquired over the years allows him to identify the barriers that limit you along the way, change limiting thinking patterns, set goals and objectives, and embark on a new path towards empowerment and fulfillment. Spiritual coach, what do I offer that stands above the rest? Although it is a spiritual service in nature, it is important to note that it is adapted personally to each person according to their beliefs and religion. The entire process is conducted under close supervision and with complete discretion. First, we coordinate a Zoom meeting in which I will diagnose your unique needs and fit a set of tools that will allow you to realize your destiny. Then, I will begin to identify the barriers and thought patterns that prevent you from reaching your destination. Eventually, I will build the work plan and the time frame for the entire process. The length of the process and the number of sessions will be adjusted to your unique needs. The set of tools I will offer is designed to help you achieve your goals in contemporary reality. Spiritual coach, the best time to start is today. As long as we follow the process, we cannot fail. Now you have the opportunity to start releasing the blocks that limit you and realize your destiny. It's time to stop the negative repetition that is blocking you. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. Spiritual coach and his role throughout history. Although the term is modern, the spiritual coach is quite an ancient profession. Since the dawn of history, people have been helped by spiritual teachers in order to receive guidance. Such a practice is recorded for the first time in the Bible in the relationship between Eli the priest and Samuel the prophet. Eli takes the young boy Samuel and educates him as his spiritual coach for leadership and prophecy. Eli's coaching to Samuel was personal and done gradually. He taught him about human relations, instilled in him religious values, and provided practical guidance through explanation and exercises on how to conduct his important work as a prophet, leader, and teacher who will follow him. This was a critical milestone for Samuel and his ability to lead. This knowledge allowed him to provide answers and counsel to the tribes he guided and led as a leader and spiritual leader. Early Buddhism. There is no doubt that the most famous spiritual coach in the world is the Buddha. When he began his wanderings, he was followed by groups of students for whom he served as a spiritual coach. This practice contributed to the spread of the Buddhist faith in India and throughout Southeast Asia. The spiritual coach in Christianity, Jesus, gathered 12 disciples around him and in a series of sermons, taught them about faith and life. In many respects, he was their spiritual coach. The spiritual coach role in Islam. In the Arabian desert, the Prophet Muhammad gathered around him a group of believers and students and began to teach them about the new religion he founded. He passed on to them knowledge, principles of faith, and methods of action. Unlike Jesus, Muhammad also trained his disciples how to fight. The development of Islam also led to the creation of two rivaling sects, the Sunnis and the Shiites. But another, mystical, enigmatic, and unique current was born, which is of Sunni origin, but has a new, revolutionary approach for its time, which is known and studied to this day and is called the Sufi sect. The founder of the Sufi movement is Jalal al-Din al-Rumi, a judge from the Persian region of Iraq, who founded a spiritual mystical worldview together with his student the poet Shams al-Tabrizi. Rumi trained his students in a variety of spiritual methods, centered on the concept of unity with the Creator, and merging with him through prayers, meditations, grueling physical training that mainly included mystical dances and the introduction of high spiritual consciousness. Spiritual coach among Native Americans in North America, some of the sorcerers of the indigenous tribes, in the northeastern United States, engaged in spiritual coaching. The guides instructed how to achieve spiritual power and victory in battle. Common practices included summoning human and animal spirits, and natural forces. The Christian Knight Orders. The Templar Order in Europe consisted of warrior monks, who made a fortune in the Crusades and were considered the richest order of monks in Europe in their time, until most of them perished in a massacre under the command of the Pope and King of France Louis the Fair. The Templars had secret and mysterious customs. But a great deal of their activity included spiritual training of the students and members of the order in the form of prayers, meditation, and learning the mutual oaths. The Protestant Rebellion also created an instance of spiritual coaching. Martin Luther and Jan Hus, the forerunners of the rebellion in Catholicism and the founders of the Protestant faith, appealed, like Jesus himself, to the masses. They gave spiritual guidance in the houses of prayer and instructed the audience on how to promote goodness in their lives. The spiritual coach in modern times. John Brown, who fought against slavery in America in the middle of the 19th century, also served as a spiritual coach. He taught his followers how to apply and use the values they learned about the equality of man and the prevention of injustice and slavery, by teaching equality as the foundation of truth and faith. In the 20th century, the trend began to intensify. The most prominent coach among them was George Gurdjieff, who tutored his students and believers the Fourth Path Doctrine. This demanding method included remarkably high spiritual exercises of cultivating consciousness and awareness. As part of this, they engaged in dancing that sometimes lasted for hours and memorizing lessons dealing with extremely elevated levels of consciousness. Aleister Crowley also gathered students and believers around him and trained them in highly practical methods based on suggestibility and hypnosis. Creole's method revolved around man's ability to obtain tremendous powers from the vastness of his own spirit. In the late 60s, the West became familiar with the Indian gurus who began to teach exceptionally large groups of people, mainly young people, how to better understand the world around them and how to conduct themselves in it in a balanced and peaceful manner as possible. Today, spiritual coaching is performed almost all over the world, and in a variety of methods, most of which combine the old and earlier concepts, with the help of today's complex technological reality. Now you have an opportunity to embark on a fascinating mind journey into the mystic world. Together, we will find the essence of your life and develop tools that will help you get the knowledge required to apply these tools in your life. For years, Samuel Zohar Yanai has been helping many people in Israel and worldwide to free themselves from obstacles and realize their destiny with unique methods. Read more on our website about a variety of spiritual topics or contact us here, by phone or WhatsApp for more information and to schedule a consultation.